From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The government's star witness in the Martha Stewart trial took the stand this afternoon. Douglas Faneuil, a former Merrill Lynch employee, testified that Stewart's stockbroker ordered him to tell her that ImClone founder Sam Waxill was selling his stock. Prosecutors say that's insider information and illegal. Faneuil's testimony is pivotal because it so directly contradicts the story that Stewart and her broker, Peter Bakanovic, gave investigators. The day after they sold their shares, ImClone stock fell sharply on news the FDA would not approve the company's anti-cancer drug. Joining us from the federal courthouse in Manhattan is NPR's Jim Zaroli. And Jim, Mr. Faneuil took the stand late in the day today. Can you summarize his testimony and how big a bombshell this may have been?
Yeah, he testified for about an hour and a half before court adjourned for the day. He talked about how he came to Merrill Lynch. He said he came as an executive assistant to Peter Bakanovic, who was Martha Stewart's stockbroker and her co-defendant in this case. He said Bakanovic was the best boss he'd ever had. He clearly liked him. He socialized with him. Then he talked about what happened on December 27th, 2001. Peter Bakanovic was on vacation in Florida, and Doug Faneuil was sort of watching the desk that day. He started to get a lot of frantic calls from members of Sam Waxill's family, all of them wanting to sell their ImClone shares. That included a call from Sam Waxill's accountant, who basically wanted to sell all of Sam Waxill's shares. He was told he couldn't do that under SEC guidelines, so he asked Doug Faneuil to transfer them to Waxill's daughter's account. And then sell them. And Doug Faneuil said, well, I can't do that. He called Peter Bakanovic to tell him what had happened. They were talking on the phone, and suddenly Peter said, oh, my God, get Martha on the phone. That, of course, was Martha Stewart, who was a friend of Peter's and a big client of his. Faneuil said he transferred the call to Martha Stewart's office. They found out she was flying. She was on a plane. Peter talked to her assistant and said to Doug, Martha's going to call, and you've got to tell her what's going on. And that was the point at which we broke for the day.
And the timing then would be, when exactly did Martha Stewart sell her shares after that phone call?
Yeah, that's right. It's clear that she did sell them. It's clear that she, there's no question that she sold them that day, and that she, even if she, it becomes clear that she received a tip, an improper tip. This is really not a case about insider trading. It's more a case about obstruction of justice, which is, you know, what both Martha Stewart and Peter Bakanovic are charged with.
Now, on the defense side, what would the attorneys for Martha Stewart and Mr. Bakanovic be trying to do to undermine the credibility of this witness, Doug Faneuil?
Well, they are really going to try to undermine him. In their opening statements, they hinted that he's just doing this. He's turned state's evidence basically to get a lighter sentence. They said he's lying. They've hinted at all kinds of improper personal behavior. He's going to be under attack in this. So far, I have to say that he seems like a pretty good witness. He's polite and somewhat soft-spoken, but he doesn't seem at all intimidated.
And are you seeing any divergence in tactics between the lawyers for Martha Stewart and her broker, Mr. Bakanovic?
No, and they're charged together in this. They're both charged with conspiracy, but their roles in this case are different. He, of course, worked at Merrill Lynch and played a bigger part in the alleged attempt to silence Doug Faneuil. So there is going to be some divergence. It's possible that one could be convicted and one acquitted.
And more testimony from Doug Faneuil tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning, yes.
NPR's Jim Zaroli at the Federal Courthouse in Manhattan. Thanks very much.